Good morning. In my national language, Tagalog, magandang umaga. In my dialect, Ilocano, naimbag nga bigat. To the dialect of my wife, Kapangpangan, mayap abengi. So, if you don't know, my wife and I has a different dialect. That's why when we met each other, we just spoke in our dialect and we don't understand each other. So, we can communicate through Tagalog. First of all, I would like to thank your pastor, Pastor Lance, for giving me the opportunity to be back and give report about the ministry in the Philippines. Thank you so much, Pastor. And it's good to see also Pastor Madonna. And I'm glad that we're able to meet him again. And thank you so much, Church, for your warm welcome to me. Even though it's cold outside, you feel me welcome and warm this morning. So thank you so much, Church. And we're not used to this kind of weather. When we left in the Philippines, about 95 degrees. And then landed in New York, about 60 degrees. So we were shocked in the weather, but we're glad that we are make it through, and we are making our trip here in your country. And please pray as we continue here in your country to travel. First of all, I would like to introduce myself to those who do not know me. I am Brother Genesis Karangyan. It's hard to pronounce my last name. Don't worry, because some of the pastors, they could not pronounce also our last name. But you can call me Genesis. So that is my name, and I have a family. My wife's name is Jenny, and I have a son. He is 4 years old. His name is Steven. So I'm sorry that they will not be able to be with me this day, because my son is not feeling well yesterday. So I let them stay in our headquarters in Marietta, Ohio, and to get rest, because we've been to different places. Just a few weeks ago, we were in Florida, Miami, Florida, and then go to Alabama. And now I'm here in Michigan. So we've been to different places, but we're glad that every places that we visited, churches, the Lord is protecting us on the road. Hoping that as we stay here until January, we don't experience a lot of snow. We love to see snow, but I hate to drive in the snow. So please pray for us. So first of all, before I will share the word of God this morning, let me just give you information or my testimony, how God saved me and how God called me in the ministry. I got saved when I was 9 years old. That was October 30, 1996, when my dad showed to me and explained to me the simple plan of salvation. I grew up in a Christian family where my parents, my dad is a pastor in the Philippines. And since then, I'm faithfully attending the church and Sunday school. But you know, friends, church, I thought before that attending the church and being a pastor kid, you are saved. But I was wrong. When my dad shared to me the simple plan of salvation, that time we are cleaning our tricycle. Do you know what is tricycle? Now you know, Pastor Lance has already the tricycle. That Filipino can fit 10 people, but to the American, just only 2. You know, that tricycle is a public transportation in the Philippines. And while we are cleaning our tricycle that time, my dad asked me this question. He said, "Son, if you die today, are you sure 100% that you're going to heaven?" I said to him, "Dad, I'm attending the church and a pastor kid." So that time, he explained to me the simple plan of salvation. And that time, October 30, 1996, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Since then, I became faithful and attending the church. And year 2004, when I attended in a youth camp in the Philippines. A camp in the Philippines is very important, and also through camp, many are calling to serve the Lord in full-time ministry. So that time, 2004, I attended in a youth camp, and the pastor preached about the calling, about serving the Lord in full-time ministry, before I don't want to be a pastor. Because I saw how my dad started the ministry in the Philippines. It's hard to start or to be in the ministry that time. Because before, we don't have any support that we are receiving, our family. So, the church that my dad started that time could not help us financially. So that's why my dad needs to drive tricycle in the evening just to earn money to sustain our family that time. And it came to the point that I got sick and we don't have money to buy for a medicine that time. You know, my friends, church, that time what my father and my mother did is they just pray to the Lord and trust the Lord. And this is what their statement. That if God will take me home, they will not blame or they will not be mad to God. But if God will give me another chance to live, they will not be hindering for me to serve the Lord in full-time ministry. So you know, that time the Lord answered the prayer of my parents. One of our member knocking on door after they pray, after a few minutes, the member knocking on our door, and she brought a medicine and also some money. And the member said, "Pastor, I heard that your son is sick. Here's the medicine that he can take, and this is some money that you can buy for a food." You know, that time we realized, my friends, church, that yes, it's hard to be in the ministry. But, you know, there is a big, big God in the ministry. Since then, my friends, the Lord opened and showed to me the importance of serving the Lord. That's why year 2004, I attended in a youth camp. The pastor preached about the calling. And that time after he finished, I came forward and surrendered my life in full-time ministry. 2004, when I enrolled in a Bible school in the Philippines called Fundamental Baptist College for Asians. And while I'm there, the Lord opened the door for me to come here in your country to further my knowledge about the Bible. That's why 2005, when I came here and enrolled in Marietta Bible College in Marietta, Ohio. For 4 years that I've been there, I got graduated and also I met my wife, Jenny. And after that, we got married in year 2009 and then went back home in the Philippines in the year 2010. We don't know each other, me and my wife and Jenny. We need to travel 1,000 miles just to meet each other in Marietta Bible College. And we went back home 2010 and started the work in the northern part of the Philippines. We are located in northeastern part of the Philippines. It is about 12 hours travel by land from Manila, the capital city, to our place. So it's far, and that place is called Gamu Isabela. Gamu Isabela, when we went there and do a survey, I found out that there is more than 30,000 population in that area. I was shocked. Because when we do a survey, we found out that there is no Bible-believing Baptist church in that area. That's why the Lord put a burden in our heart. The only churches that they have there is 3 big cathedrals of the Catholic. That even some of the people from our country, they go there just to, every once a year, people from different places, they go there just to attend in that service because because they thought that if they will do that, their sin will be cleansed. So that is what they're doing every year. So just only a big cathedrals in that area. That's why the Lord put a burden in our heart to start a church in that area, and we started a Christian Baptist church. Year 2011, when we started our first Sunday service, that was October 2011. That time when we have our first service,
we only have 7 attenders. Me, my wife, and 5 from that area. But because of prayers, because of doing visitation and Bible study in that area, we praise the Lord for 13 years that we've been there. I was able to baptize, save and baptize member now of almost 200 people. So until now, we are doing and continuing reaching our people in that area. And just like I said, we have many ministry, like for the children, we do feeding ministry, about 50 to 60 kids every Saturday, but it was stopped because of the pandemic. And we also started a Saturday class every, we go to different villages and teach the kids. And this year, we also do a vacation Bible school every once a year. We started from 25 kids, year 2011. But you know, my friends, church, this year, we praise the Lord because we almost have 400 kids in our vacation Bible school. And we are praying by next year, we can at least have 500 kids in our vacation Bible school. We also do a ministry, we call it Men in Uniform Ministry, where we were trying to reach our men in uniform in our area. In the Philippines, in our area, in Gamu, we have one of a military training camp. In that camp, about 6,000 soldiers are on training in that camp. And the Lord opened a bird and an opportunity for us to go there and preach every Sunday morning that time. For 5 years or 6 years that I'm ministering, you know, about 150 soldiers every Sunday morning. 7 a.m. I need to go there. And then after the service, I need to go to the church at 9 a.m. in the morning. So I do that every Sunday for 6 years. We praise the Lord that many soldiers are got saved in that area. But, you know, it's sad that there is a new general that changed. They changed the new general and all the activities, it stopped. So I'm just only a volunteer pastor there doing preaching there every Sunday, but it's also stopped. But you know, my friends, if something stops, the Lord will open a new ministry. And that is the police ministry. And since then, I'm doing a police ministry. Until now, I'm preaching to about 30 policemen in our area, in our place. I'm meeting them every Monday morning. And even though I'm here in America, I'm teaching them through online. It's good that there is a messenger. So I'm doing that and preaching. You know, in that police ministry, later I will show all the pictures in my video presentation. One of the blessing in that police ministry, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, before I left, there is a prisoner, not a prisoner, a custody, a man. And I didn't know that the one that was in custody is our ex-mayor. And while I'm preaching in the Bible, while we're having a Bible study, I didn't know that our ex-mayor, who were detained that time, he is listening at my back. And that's why the time that he is released, he sent me a message. He said, "Pastor, I'm so thankful for how many months that I was detained in that precinct. You are doing Bible study and I was blessed. And I want you to visit my house to continue Bible study." You know, just one example of preaching, and even some of the police who are transferred to different places, when I meet them, they are just looking at me. I thought I've done something wrong. But you know, one time I met a police who were transferred to different province. He said, "Pastor, maybe you don't know me. Who are you, sir?" I don't know if you still remember when you are doing this Bible study in our precinct in Gamu. I am the chief of the police that time. I was shocked that he is transferred and now he's at the other places. And what he did, when he went there, he go there in that place, he started also, he looked for a pastor to do Bible study in their precinct there. So many testimony about reaching our men in uniform in our area in the Philippines. So please continue to pray for that as we continue reaching to them. And also we done also a youth camp, just like I said, a college and a family camp. Just this year we have youth camp, and we praise the Lord because in that youth camp almost 400 youth attended in our youth camp. And in our college and career that done in month of July this year, we have almost 350 college and career attended in our youth camp. But the biggest camps that we have this year is our family camp. That I'm the one that direct that camp. And you know how many attended in our family camp? Almost 800 delegates came in our family camp. Next year, next camp, family camp, we are trying to reach 1,000 for our family camp. So please pray for that camps that we are doing also in the Philippines. And one of the blessing that we are doing is we are trying also not only reaching our people, but also training our people, own people. You know, one of the blessing right now is one of our men in the church, Brother Ersen, he's the one that taking care of the church while I'm gone for 4 months. He will be sent out next year to start a church in one of our villages in our area. We already started it, and next year we will start a new church in that village in Barangay Mabini. But, you know, my friends, church, while I'm doing that, sending those, I'm also helping 5 pastors in the Philippines. That's why through the support that we are receiving here in your church and some of our friends here in America, what we're doing is we also help 5 other pastors in the Philippines. And soon it will be 6 by next year. So I hope that you can pray for us for this ministry that we have done, and we have pictures later. But again, thank you so much, church, for opportunity. Please pray for us as we continue to travel here in your country until January. Now, at this time, I will share a word of God. And don't worry, my English is limited. And I need to be done at 10:45. Am I right, Pastor? Okay. I still remember when I preached, first time I preached here, the Pastor Paul said, if you did not finish for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, you will not get support. So it's good that I finished that time. Some of the missionaries said, if you preach short, you will get our support. So we take that in our mind. So thank you so much. Now, in the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, the Bible said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. This morning, I want to share 3 reasons why we support missionaries. I saw that many missionaries that you are supporting in your board over there, and I'm thankful because your church is a mission-minded church. And we also do that and copy that in our places in the Philippines. We also do supporting other pastors there. But, you know, there are 3 reasons why we are supporting missionary. I will not take too much time. I will not keep you long. There are 3 reasons. Number one, reason to support missionaries. Number one, it's biblical. When we say it's biblical, we mean that evangelism and missions are biblical, and supporting missionaries is biblical as well. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, we see, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, if we can see this verse, my friends, church, Jesus personally asked his followers to go into the whole world and preach the gospel to all people and make them disciples of one true God. So the primary motivation for mission is obeying God's command to His church, and this is the main reason why missionary today leave their home and family to go to foreign countries and preach the gospel. Supporting missionaries is biblical. We can see it in John chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. The reason missionary do what they do to spread God's truth to the whole world, and John encouraged us to support a missionary, and missionary will not be able to fulfill their mission without your support and help. That's why we are so thankful, church, that you are supporting missionary. One of the pastors said, can you not leave and do missionary or mission in reaching people without the help or here in other country? I said, Pastor, we can do it. But you know, through the help of churches here in America, we can reach our people, but it is limited. But because of what you are doing, you are helping missionary in different country, like in the Philippines, we can able to move fast. We can able to finish, like, you know, if you're making a building, reaching or putting a church building, we can able to finish that as soon as possible and move to another project, move to another objective of reaching many people. Just like what I said before, I am so thankful because somebody helped us for building us a church building. We praise the Lord because 2011, when we were here, we were able to raise funds to put a building in our church. And now we're using it. And now our next project will be go to other villages and start small churches in those villages. I said, if we are the only one will do it, we cannot do it faster. But because of help that you're doing, we can reach more people. We can do more in reaching people for Christ. That's why we are so thankful for the support that you are doing. Missionary, I said, will not be able to fulfill their mission without your support, without your prayer, without your help. That's why John encouraged the church to support their mission work. Supporting missionary makes you a part of their work and eventually a part of God's global plan. And God has called some to go and other to stay and other give some pray. That's why we are thankful because this church is our partners in the mission field. We are your extended ministry in the Philippines. The things that if you cannot go there in the Philippines, we are the one that we will go and reach our own people. But we need your prayers. We need the help so that we can do more in reaching our fellow Filipino in the Philippines. It is biblical. Number two, why support missionary? Number two, it's necessary. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible said, Romans chapter 10, verse number 17, this is what the Bible said. In Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. It says here, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The apostle clearly indicate that the way to faith is the word of God. However, before the writer of Romans asked, how can they hear if there is no, in verse number 14, he said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You know, the Holy Spirit has clearly emphasized a fundamental truth that faith cometh by hearing and hearing through the word of God. Which means if there is no hearing of the word of God, there will be no faith. How are the people going to hear unless someone is out there preaching the word of God to them? That's why supporting missionary is essential because missions is the biblical model of expansion of the kingdom of God. And by helping this missionary, we help in spreading the good news to the whole world. That's why it is necessary. We support missionary because it is necessary. And number three and last, why we support missionary? Because missionary bless you. When Paul received the support from the church of Philippi, he thanked them saying, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, the Bible said, Philippians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17, the Bible said, for even in Thessalonica, he sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. My friends, church, Paul then continue in verse number 19. He said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My friends, my church, that God my friend Paul knew that giving is better than receiving. And that God will reward people for their support of the missionary. And we do not support missionary expecting to get something back, but we support them believing in the importance and urgency of mission and trusting that God will use those people to change the world. By doing so, we will be a big part in spreading the word or God's word among the nation, and that is our greatest blessings. You know, to see many people got saved, it was a blessing. Just like I said, as we continue reaching our people, every souls that we can reach, every souls that will hear the gospel, you have a big part in their life. You have a blessing. You will receive blessing, not only the material things or anything, but you know, it was a blessing to see people get to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the reason why Jesus came to this world. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. That is our duty also. Being a Christian is to share the word of God to them that they can know about the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the testimony, and I'm done. There's the bell. One of our young people who got saved is a product of our Bible studies and visitation. You know, when she got saved, she became faithful, and now she is one of our teachers in the church. You have a part of the lives of the people that we are reaching in the Philippines. That's why, church, let us continue supporting missionary. And we saw the reason why we support missionary. Again, thank you so much, church, and may God bless you all.